Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Horsing around in the shower with children. And now he says, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe not. Well, first of all, I don't know why his attorney let him have that interview, but this is guilt on guilt. You know, the specifics I don't need to hear anymore. I'm already completely disgusted.
That's Dr. Drew Pinsky weighing in on Jerry Sandusky in the interview he gave to Bob Costas last November, the Penn State sex abuse scandal, number 10 on this week's countdown of the top 10 talk radio topics of 2011. I'm Doug Steffen with a welcome in to this special year-end edition. What we're doing this weekend is reviewing the top 10 hits for the entire year. Our list has been compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. They've been working on this and on this program all year long, so they have their fingers on the pulse. This year-end list actually finds a tie at number 10 with the Penn State sex abuse scandal and the biggest entertainment news story of the year, Charlie Sheen and his meltdown. Number 9 on the countdown, the deaths of Osama bin Laden and Muammar Gaddafi. Host Michael Patrick Shields talks to Congressman Mike Rogers from Michigan about the compound where bin Laden had been hiding and just how long we knew he was there.
I wanted to ask you, when you knew about this sort of million-dollar hideout that Osama bin Laden was living in?
I was briefed within probably 2 days of me taking over as chairman of the Intelligence Committee, and they brought me in, and at that time they had some modeling done of the compound and walked through what we had and what we needed to know. And at that time they just weren't sure they had enough to say it was Osama bin Laden there. So it was back in January.
How did this operation sounds unbelievable? 4 helicopters, 24 Navy SEALs went in there. Can you tell us exactly what happened? I understand the president was watching on some sort of video feed. Were you watching that feed too?
I was not watching live. Unfortunately, I was off on doing something else, and I wasn't close enough to see the feed. But they were in a proximity where I could see the feed. It was a kind of a Hollywood type operation where they had to go a long way in the country, try to get undetected, land, get into a pretty fortified compound. And I'll tell you, the compound was built and designed to support raids just like the ones that they did. There were blockades on each level of the there's a small building there that had 3 stories, and there was blockades, so they had to get through these blockades to get to each level of the house, if you will, to get up to the 3rd floor where Osama bin Laden was. And of course there was gunfire getting into the compound, and then gunfire on each floor getting up to Osama bin Laden. They did just a masterful job, and the great news is not one casualty. One United States casualty.
Really. Even with a helicopter crash, I mean, that's unbelievable and very, very, very impressive. And there must have been lots of rehearsals leading up to this, I'm guessing, right?
There was some training, yes. There's certainly some training involved. But my understanding is when the brief was given to the folks who got this assignment, what it would be, after they were, "Are you kidding me, right, Bev?" For a few minutes, they just broke out in cheers. So here's some pretty brave folks. They know they're going to do a very dangerous, likely shootout kind of mission. But they knew they were going to get Osama bin Laden. They were cheering pretty loudly.
And we're never going to know who they are, right?
Well, if it's supposed to work, but this is, I'm sure time will allow that to happen, but the way it needs to work now is that they really should have their identities concealed.
For their own safety and the safety of their families, I would think.
Just for that, but they're also going to be used in other operations, and they'll be doing other things, and it's just you don't want all of that exposed.
Up next, Iran, unions, and Obamacare here on the countdown.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade!
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix! See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger. If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Number 8 on the countdown in the top 10 review, focused this year with rumors of nuclear weapons plans and botched terror attacks that were going to take place on American soil. There's also a rumor that Israel was preparing to launch a preemptive strike against Iran, but host Jimmy Barrett talked to Middle East correspondent Michael Friedson, who thinks that if somebody goes after Iran and the nuclear weapons program, it isn't going to be Israel.
I saw at least one military expert in Israel who doesn't think it'll be the Israelis that go after Iran.
Actually, that's a pretty widespread belief. There's a few reasons for that. The first reason is a very simple one. If you look at the job that needs to be done, if that job can be done, many think it can't. This is not an Ozarak type of raid where you had a freestanding building, a single target, a fleet of jets to come and take it out. The nuclear facilities in Iran are widespread, and they've been built with the belief that one day Israel and or the United States would be attacking it. So they've been built very secure. They've been built deep. They've been built fortified. What that does is challenges or creates the challenge for any Air Force or any military operation coming in, a very formidable challenge. And the question for the Israelis is whether its armed forces are really big enough to be able to handle a mission of that size. That's one. The other side is a little... well, a little fluffier in a way. There's an axiom here in the Middle East that the real serious stuff happens behind closed doors. And if you really want to put an end to something that's in the planning stages or moving along towards fruition, leak it. In this case, when you have reports of the Prime Minister of Israel telling his government, I need approval, tacit approval to start planning such a raid, when you have the preparations for such a raid being done so openly or being reported, leak or not leak, there's a belief that that's the misleading. That's the deterrence factor coming to the fore.
In other words, if they were really planning to do it, they wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah, and the third part that sort of fits in is sort of part 2A here is that the cooperation between Israel and the United States is like no other two nations on the face of the earth. And to do something that would be as momentous, such a tremendous effort, and repercussions-wise, it would be as huge as anything that's happened in our generation. Israel's not going to do that without the United States approval. They're simply not going to do it without a green light from the White House.
We're up to number 7 now in our countdown, the year-end review, the public worker union battle from February. Here are a couple of talk radio callers weighing in on this debate over whether we need unions at all anymore.
I think unions matter in the private sector. They help drive up the cost so that the non-union people can make a livable wage. In the public sector, such as the teachers, I ask, if unions are so great, why is the United States like 37th in the world in the quality of education? I would put it that way, because we're far from first anymore. And as far as labor laws and children working in sweatshops, well, people need to get an education. We have the Department of Labor that sets rules for such things as child labor laws and overtime and things like that. You don't have that. We have OSHA now. We don't need the unions to come around and negotiate so that your six-year-old don't have to work in a sweatshop.
I'm a UAW worker, and I think there's a big difference between private unions and the public unions, and you're lumping us all together, and it's not fair, because the public unions, you don't need a union if you work for the government. Hell, they give you everything. We've been taking a beating for 30 years, losing stuff left and right. Now we're left with nothing. My health care, I have to pay my dental. I get $1,700 a year in my dental in retirement, of which I pay $500. That's it. Everybody thinks the unions are the evil, but we're not. But I wish they'd quit lumping us together. It's not fair.
Number 6 on this year's overall countdown is the subject of Obamacare. Host Jed Sanborn talked with Peter Ferrara from the Heartland Institute about the recent study that he published outlining many cuts that are included in the president's health care plan.
This kind of gets lost a little bit, and it is surprising considering the way Democrats in the past have beat up on Republicans saying they want to cut Medicare. But Obamacare actually has very, very large cuts in Medicare, does it not?
Yes, by the government's own calculations and admissions, it cuts $500 billion in the first 10 years alone. But in fact, there are other government reports that show the longer-term projections that get bigger over the years. So it adds up to trillions of dollars. And where those cuts are coming from is in the payments to the doctors and hospitals for the health care to be provided under Medicare. That doesn't mean that it's irrelevant to seniors. That means that seniors in the future are not going to be able to get the health care out of Medicare that they expect. In fact, we already see this under Medicaid, which is the health care program for the poor. The government pays the doctors and hospitals so poorly under Medicaid that poor people have a difficult time getting timely and effective health care. In fact, there's a story of the young boy who died of a toothache because they couldn't get him in to see a dentist because they don't pay the dentist enough. And eventually it went to a brain infection, and he couldn't get him in to see the brain specialist quickly enough, and the boy eventually died. That's the kind of Medicaid is basically an institutionalized framework for denying health care to poor people. And that is what Medicare is going to become. It's going to become a system where if you're healthy, oh, you go see the doctor and they pay for it. If you have something serious like cancer or heart disease, it's not going to be the program it has been in providing the latest, up-to-date, most effective health care for senior citizens. Because if you're not going to pay the doctors and hospitals, they're not going to provide the health care. They've got to stay in business, and the government's own actuaries say many of these health care providers for senior citizens are actually going to go out of business with these cuts.
Up next on the countdown, we go to the Middle East, and then we come back to Wall Street. That's up next on the Talk Radio Year-End Review.
Warning.
The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up next, as we continue the countdown of the top 10 talk radio topics of the year, number 5, the Arab Spring Movement. In January, host Lou Pate talked to political analyst Aaron Solomon about the protests that were taking place in Egypt and the kind of thing that maybe we could have happen here.
The initial reason for all of this turmoil was that people weren't happy with the Mubarak government. And, you know, could it happen here? And I think the most dangerous thing that can happen here in America, Aaron, is that people think it cannot happen here. And they only think that we are in danger of losing our freedoms from outside sources, whether it be foreign nations, when I think the biggest threat to our freedoms currently is what's in the White House and what's in Washington, D.C. What do you think?
Yeah, I completely agree. And I would add to that list the voting habits of a huge chunk of our population who really don't have any sympathy or even connection or even knowledge about the expectation that living in a free society imposes upon them as citizens to vote responsibly and to be familiar with our principles so that we don't become some country that, like Egypt, that's just jerked between one tyranny and another, and even no matter how, you know, it lives under this yoke of oppression, and then when they rise up, there's nothing to replace it but some alternative oppression.
You know, we've seen dictatorial regimes such as Hugo Chavez shut down TV stations and newspapers who were against him when he was, quote unquote, running for re-election. But this is the first time that we've had an uprising in a major world city, and we see the dictatorship try to shut down communications. And, you know, you can't help but see what's going on with, you know, Obama trying to really lasso the Internet. And if he ever gets his hands on that, we'll see, you know, the way everything else, he doesn't exactly have the Midas touch. So everything he's touched, you know, seems to crumble. And, you know, who's to decide what's a crisis? If Obama's to decide what's a crisis, I don't think I trust this man, you know, deciding what is a crisis. When is he's going to, you know, shut off the Internet because people disagree with him? We already know he has a very thin skin. He can't take criticism. So who's to say what he's going to decide is a crisis?
Number 4 on the countdown this year, the protests that we had here at home and how we dealt with them. The Wall Street Occupiers are up next. Host Chip Franklin talked to reporter Todd Stames about the misplaced anger that's driving some of these protesters.
Half these people have no idea what they're doing. They're out in the street just marching. And, you know, I understand some of their anger, don't you, about Wall Street? I mean, not so much Wall Street, but some of the TARP money.
Oh, no, yeah, I get it. And, you know, I think that, but at the end of the day, I don't think half the people down there understand why they're down there. We've heard everything from, you know, they're protesting the war to this guy that got executed down in Georgia for killing a cop. So, you know, I don't think there's anything, I don't think there's one particular thing that's bringing everyone together.
Except that unemployment. You know, the, again, I go back to it. You want to solve most of the problems we have in the world. They can be solved with two basic things, a job and a girlfriend.
True. And I got to be honest with you, though, there's nothing quite like the fresh smell of patchouli in the morning.
Yeah. Well,
fragrant down there.
Yeah, it is fragrant. Yeah, that we get a lot of people that, again, this is like the people from the World Trade Organization, you know, the people who believe that we just got to bring the government down. And, well, you know, we got, and, you know, the truth is these people, they have no idea what happens when you create that kind of chaos. That's the same kind of chaos that happened in Germany after World War One. It resulted in the stormtroopers. Not to go Godwin, but seriously, you got to be careful. That's what happens when you take apart a society and you put people like this in charge.
Chip, that's what I've been preaching from day one, because what's scary to me is that you can get a crowd that large together for no apparent reason. And now you've got university professors standing up telling this crowd that that we need a revolution in this country, calling for an Arab Spring.
So the protest movement, fourth most talked about item this year on the Talk Radio Review. So let's recap: the Penn State sex abuse scandal and Charlie Sheen's meltdown, number 10. The deaths of Osama bin Laden and Muammar Gaddafi, number 9. The Iran nuclear situation, number 8. The public worker unions battle back and forth, number 7. Obamacare, number 6. Number 5, Arab Spring. The protest movement, number 4. So that leaves us with number 3, number 2, and number 1. And they're up next, coming up next on the countdown.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior Water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
For great savings this winter, stop by Lowe's. Right now, you can get a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill for only $119. That's a $70 savings. And why not start the new year off by getting your home and garage organized with 12-gallon plastic-lidded crates? Now get two for only $10. For these and other great values, come in to Lowe's today. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 1-2-12 while supplies last.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand-crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The second half hour of this hour of our review of the hot hits of the year. Doug Steffen here with a welcome back in. It's a special edition. We're going through the top 10 items for the entire year, according to Talkers Magazine. You can check them out at talkers.com. We're up to number 3, the European debt crisis. Host Greg Jarrett with MSNBC's Chuck Todd about the G20 summit, about Greece's financial problems, and the problems in the Eurozone.
What is front and center? Are they all squabbling about Greece and the referendum and whether or not it's going to bail out of the Eurozone?
Front and center is this Eurozone and sort of the future of it and trying to figure out. It's basically France and Germany, and you know, France is the host nation. It is France, by the way, that picked the south of France as the place to hold this summit these days. They were hoping to have a broader conversation about the global economic health and trying to deal with things like, okay, is it time to start doing some stimulus globally? There hasn't, you know, it's been not every one of the G20 countries has agreed on the same way forward in dealing with this economic downturn. But nobody can deal with that now. Everybody's focused on, you got to get Europe together. And so that's what this all is about. In many ways, I was talking to a few of the Obama administration folks here, and they said, you know, we're not spectators, but we're not in the middle of this, right? This is a European problem. It is a Sarkozy problem, a Sarkozy and Merkel problem, the head of Germany, and the two of them are trying to figure out how to make sure the Greek government doesn't fall over this. So that this can happen. I mean, because the fear isn't Greece. The fear is really Italy, right? If you can't fix Greece and this deal doesn't somehow work there, then you're not going to be able to deal with the problems that Italy is about to have.
You know, you say it's not our issue directly, but certainly indirectly it is a very impacting issue on our economy and 401ks, and everybody would feel it if Greece had went down.
You know, it's funny. That's the frustrating part here. You see it in the Obama administration officials talking with Secretary of Treasury. You see it in, frankly, you know, you and me, everyday Americans sit there. It's not our problem, but we, you know, it's contagious, you know, and it's, so Europe has the money to do this, and whether they want, it's the future of whether the euro and this whole idea of a eurozone and, you know, their whole one currency thing, you know, it's on the line right now. You know, is this going to be one economic entity that is going to be the powerhouse they all thought it was going to be in competing with the United States and China and Japan? Or, you know, are they going to fracture like, you know, some had always feared could happen the minute there was the first economic downturn?
Host Bob Davis and Tom Emmer talked about the effect Europe's debt crisis is having on our economy here at home.
U.S. banks may be exposed to European debt at a higher level than has been disclosed. You know, you've heard about MF Global, which they still can't find the $600 million, and now the regulators are saying, boy, something nefarious went on here, and maybe even illegal.
Really?
They
think maybe some illegal activity happened.
Maybe. And this is just the beginning. Fitch said yesterday, it's a rating service, that U.S. banks could take a big hit if Europe's debt crisis spreads. Here's the problem. Nobody really knows because not all these banks disclose all of the information, so nobody really knows what the exposure is. But I watch this Europe thing every morning, and I got to tell you that I don't see how you can fix a problem that's related to debt with more debt. And when you look at the economic growth for these countries projected forward, they're not going to be able to pay this off. So there's going to be a default event in Europe. They're already talking about Spain. We sort of started on Greece, then we moved to Italy. Both Greece and Italy have new governments of so-called technocrats, which are economists, not politicians. Unfortunately, they will succumb to the same political pressures as politicians, maybe even sooner. Technocrats have a terrible record. And the situation is now we're moving to Spain, and it's about debt liquidation. So if there's a default situation, in other words, if one of those countries just throws up their arms and says, we can't do anymore, the European Central Bank cannot be the lender of last resort. That's not the way it's set up. It's not like the Federal Reserve, and they want it to be. They've got to stop doing this. Do you know that the Federal Reserve is now the owner of more debt, more U.S. debt, than any other entity in the world, including China?
Hmm.
Now, how long do you think it's going to... And we have the same problem. I mean, we have our GDP, our debt is now 100% of our GDP, hit $15 trillion. Last couple of days, and you know, where do you think how's that going to get paid down? And so there's a lot of concern this morning about debt. There was a lot of concern yesterday when Fitch made this announcement, and it's like people just keep thinking that it's going to be okay.
Well, and you know what? I want to take this just a little bit different, because you're right. The European debt situation is amazing. It is not contained. It is a wildfire that has the capacity, the potential to grow out of control financially across the globe. You're talking, some speculation is $3 to $4 trillion.
Nobody knows how much.
Of U.S. banks involved.
That's a perfect segue into number two, the U.S. economy. And that's in the focus next here on our year-end review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
Albert.
Glenn Close stars in Albert Nobbs, the story of a woman who worked as a male butler for 30 years. The 5-time Oscar nominee is already getting Oscar buzz.
I think she's a very unusual character. Everybody has a story, and there's a story that people perceive outwardly for each of us, and that's a story we're aware of as we're looking from the inside out.
I think you are the strangest man I've ever met.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Woody Allen explores love and literature in Midnight in Paris. Jack Black and Angelina Jolie get their kicks in Kung Fu Panda 2. And Nicholas D'Agosto and Emma Bell cheat death in Final Destination 5. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen. But what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take the stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Do you take Viagra? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? Look, at $18 a pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for just $3, and it comes with a no-questions-asked, money-back guarantee. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $15 per pill for the same results. One more? We'll give you 40 blue pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call 1-800-764-6923 and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now at 1-800-764-6923. That's 1-800-764-6923.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Continuing on now with the top 10 from talk radio and talk television. We're at number 2, the economy in our country this year. The discussions included government shutdowns, the debt ceiling, millionaire tax proposal, super committee, and even the recent standoff over the payroll tax cut extension. Last summer, host John Justice talked to Senator John McCain about McCain's criticism of the Tea Party and the role that the party played in this debt debate.
What are your thoughts, I mean, on the Tea Party, their effectiveness, and this laying the blame at their feet and all this? Are you happy with the Tea Party? Are you glad to see what they've been doing?
I am happy with the Tea Party. I think they had a tremendous impact on the 2010 election, which is obviously one of the major factors in the regaining control of the United States House of Representatives. I do not agree, and the reason why I quoted from a Wall Street Journal editorial, which is not exactly the most liberal publication in America, that it was unreal. Hobbits are unreal. And I quoted from their editorial that the demand that before we raise the debt limit that we had to pass a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution was not real. Was not real. The Senate, we did not have 20 Senate votes in the Senate. They didn't have the votes in the House of Representatives. So I said, look, I voted 13 times for a balanced budget amendment. I think that the only way we're going to ever really get spending under control is passage of a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution of the United States. Because time after time, I've seen commitments to cut spending that never happened, going all the way back to President Ronald Reagan. But I was quoting from a Wall Street Journal article because you don't want to tell people that things are going to happen immediately, which are not. And that's what Straight Talk is all about. But, yeah, I appreciate the work that the Tea Party has done. I'd like to also point out we'd have 3 more seats in the United States Senate today if we'd have had different candidates for the United States Senate. I mean, that's a fact. But so I appreciate their work. I appreciate what they've done. But I'm not uncritical of some of the things that have happened and or positions that they've taken.
In August, host Dave Gentry and Elizabeth Hess talked to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois about Standard & Poor's downgrade of the U.S. credit rating.
In the AP this morning, you'd made the statement that, hey, maybe the meltdown we've been having on the stock market is actually going to get politicians to work together well. Boy, optimism. That's what we need in the Senate, Senator.
Well, I can tell you, if you read the Standard & Poor's report, it is less about analyzing our economy and analyzing our business cycle and more about analyzing the politics of Congress. And I say, you know, I take that to heart because I think that as a, I wouldn't downgrade the United States. I think they went too far. But I do think their criticism is on the mark because we've seen too many, twice so far this year, of these doomsday scenario, high noon, end of the world, over the continuing resolution to shut down the government and the debt ceiling to default for the first time in our history. We can't play with fire and not expect to get burned. And unfortunately, it's not the politicians get burned. It's innocent people and family and businesses who are watching their interest rates are likely to go up some, but their savings and retirements getting beaten up in the stock market. So if there's ever been a wake-up call for everybody in Congress, Republicans and Democrats, this is it.
Well, I hope that's right. I hope your optimism is the real deal there.
And
I really do.
Senator Obama has said that it's not, this is his, an exact quote, it's not a lack of plans or policy that's the problem here. It's lack of political will in Washington. It's the insistence on drawing lines in the sand, a refusal to put what's best for the country ahead of self-interest or party or ideology. So where are we going to go from there? If we keep extending it, eventually we're going to see some compromises, right?
Well, of course. And here's what it gets down to. Let's talk about both sides of the aisle. On the Republican side of the aisle, they have to accept the premise that the wealthiest people in America are going to pay more in taxes. These are people who are well off and comfortable. If everyone is asked to sacrifice, they should too. On our side of the aisle, on the Democratic side of the aisle, we've cut the spending dramatically. It is a substantial cut. But we also have to take an honest look at programs like Medicare. Medicare is so essential to our country. Millions of people depend on it. 40 million people depend on it. And in 12 years, it goes broke. Now, let's get honest. We need to do things today to make sure that never, ever happens.
Earlier in the month of December, host Terry Miners with Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, they talked about the failure of the supercommittee and what McConnell believes the next move ought to be.
This is a little bit of a follow-up from the breakdown of the super committee a few weeks ago and where we stand now in terms of how we're going to wrestle this beast, the deficit, and so forth. I know today there was some talk about some referencing the Simpson Bowl plan in terms of the payroll tax. So what is it that you're offering now that can help reduce the deficit?
Well, I think the best way to start is that there's some good news and some bad news. The bad news is that the Joint Select Committee, the so-called Super Committee, did not come up with a recommendation. The good news is the way the law is crafted, we still get $1.2 trillion in spending reductions without any tax increases over the next 10 years. And you add to that the $900 billion over the next 10 years achieved in August, you've got $2.1 trillion and spending reductions with no tax increases anyway. Now, that's not enough. We had hoped to do more. There have to be significant entitlement reforms, or Medicare, for example, is not going to be there for our children and our grandchildren. And we did not succeed in getting the Democrats to help us save Medicare. But it was not a wasted effort, and we did achieve $2.1 trillion in savings, and there will be additional efforts because we have to do a lot more. We now have over a $15 trillion national debt. It's bigger than our economy. That alone makes us look a little bit like Greece, and there's a lot left to be done, but I think we've made a step in the right direction, and we have to do a lot more.
But going back to that Simpson-Bowles plan, there was a lot of effort exerted there, and then it seemed like it was ignored, and now, though, today I saw it was referenced again, though, in terms of a freeze on federal employee wages and so forth.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it was a good report. It outlined a way to get $4 trillion in a deficit reduction over a 10-year period. It did hold out the possibility for significant tax increases. One of the reasons most of my party worry about that is we're in the middle of a very difficult economy, and much of the tax increases envisioned by our friends on the other side would fall on small businesses, who are the biggest employers in the country. So we go down that path with some caution in an economy that looks like this. Having said that, I think this is an issue that isn't going to go away. I mean, the debt's not going to mysteriously disappear, and we're going to continue to wrestle with it. there will be a new president, or maybe this president, a year and a half from now, asking us to raise the debt ceiling again, and that, of course, will precipitate another discussion about what to do about the debt.
All right, we're down to number one, the GOP presidential race. That we'll talk about when the Talk Radio Countdown show moves along.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, number one here, most talked about topic on talk radio. All this year, we have really spent a lot of time on the radio talking about who would be a better president than Obama. So here are our hosts, Jane Foy and Rick Daniels, talking to political correspondent Dottie Lynch about the latest on the campaign trail as we head into the home stretch before the Iowa caucuses.
It just keeps getting more and more interesting, doesn't it?
It sure does. People have been wondering if there was going to be a Santorum moment, and it seems to be right now, although he's still in third place, and Romney is doing quite well. So the race is shaken up again. Newt Gingrich, who was leading a few weeks ago, now in fourth place. So we're at least this week, it's Romney and Santorum.
Now,
flavors.
My question is this. Is it something Santorum did, or is it something that Newt did? In other words, did Newt just start going down and Santorum just naturally took over? Or did Santorum actually proactively do or say something that made people change their mind about him?
Well, I think a little of each. I think it's those conservatives who've been looking for an alternative to Romney. There was that barrage of negative ads against Gingrich, and the luster went off. But Santorum has been doing that old-fashioned Iowa caucus retail politics, going to all the counties, going to every coffee shop and mom-and-pop store in the counties. And people have been wondering if that was going to pay off. The second thing is he has kind of tapped into that network that Mike Huckabee had the last time of Christian conservatives who have a sometimes a under-the-radar network, at least under-the-radar from the national media. And Santorum's been getting a lot of those endorsements in the past couple of weeks. So I think some of that is paying off for him, but also just being there, and Iowans appreciate that he's actually been there working for their votes.
From in passing there, you mentioned Romney doing very well. Romney hadn't really planned on winning Iowa, had he? He hasn't spent as much time there as many of the other candidates.
No, he hasn't. And last time he did, spent a lot of money and a lot of time and lost to Huckabee. So he was trying to set the expectations low, figuring he could win New Hampshire and then let somebody else win Iowa. But he could afford to lose it. But in recent days, he's put a lot of advertising on the air. He had the advertising with his wife that people found very attractive, and then a big advertising by this week on his business and economic credentials. So he's made up for time in terms of paid media.
Host Mary Walter talks to Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky about a bill that he's getting ready to introduce, he says. He's going to try and take the money out of presidential campaigns. Sounds like a good idea to me.
You have introduced a bill with Congressman Walter Jones, or you're going to introduce with him, regarding funding of campaigns. And your idea is, in order to keep money from big businesses and corporations out of the campaigns, to have it be publicly funded, which is a very interesting idea. And you hear people say, well, only rich people can run for office, and so we need to do something about that, which I do agree we need to do something about it. How do you fund it, though? Where does the money come from?
Well, what we do in the legislation we introduced, which is actually a constitutional amendment, and it actually doesn't prescribe the solution. What it does is do two things. One is it defines contributions or expenditures on behalf of a federal campaign as not being speech protected by the First Amendment. That was the core of the Citizens United decision, which basically opened the floodgates
right.
Unlimited anonymous corporate and any special interest organization funding. Then it says that Congress shall have the power to enact a public financing scheme or method process that basically makes public funding the only possible source of funding. So it doesn't say that Congress has to do it, but it says Congress has the power to essentially preclude any private funding from any federal election. And, of course, if you went to a public financing system, the source of funds would be taxpayer revenue.
Well, we could use some of that extra money we have laying around.
Well, you know, it's interesting. There have been studies about how much federal expenditures are basically the result of campaign contributions, and one estimate put it at $200 billion a year, and it would cost about $1.5 billion or so every 2 years to fund all the federal elections in the country under some of the plans that have been proposed. So the taxpayers would get a huge saving.
The 2012 presidential race was talked about item on talk radio this year. To recap, at number 10, the scandals at Penn State and Syracuse and the Charlie Sheen meltdown. Number 9, Osama bin Laden and Muammar Gaddafi biting the bullet. Iran nuclear policy. Number 8, union battles on the public sector. Number 7, Obamacare. 6, the Arab Spring movement. Number 5, our protest movements here. Number 4, the debt situation in Europe. Number 3, our economy at number 2, and the GOP presidential side of the race. Number 1 this week. That's it for the Talk Radio Review for this hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you constantly